Is there someone in your life you need to forgive? I'm Chaplain Tom of the Syracuse Rescue Mission, inviting you to join me for a seat at the curb. Giving forgiveness is not a suggestion, but a biblical command. In Ephesians 4, verse 32, the Apostle Paul writes, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you." And in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, Jesus commands, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Forgiveness is not forgetting what someone did to us, and forgiveness is not fair. If it were, we wouldn't be forgiven by God and would get what we deserve, eternal punishment. Simply and directly put, forgiveness is giving others what God gave you. God forgives you, so you are to forgive others. Simple yes, easy no. At the Rescue Mission, I encounter people daily filled with bitterness and even hatred towards someone else. They need to forgive. As I take a seat at the curb with our clients, I try my best to represent a forgiving life. They need to see it to believe it. Will you do the same? Will you forgive as Jesus commanded us to? Will you give others what God gave you? The gospel isn't just receiving forgiveness, but giving forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't just flow to us, forgiveness flows through us. Will you take a seat at the curb with our clients by supporting our chaplains and our spiritual life team? We can come share at your church. You can help purchase Bibles and other biblical materials. You can pray for our chaplains and the Rescue Mission in Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton. To discover how, go to rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. That's rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. A Seat at the Curb is a production of the Rescue Mission Alliance. I'm Chaplain Tom.